This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Is it insulting to have a bra thrown at you when you're on stage? I thought that was like flattering.
I guess it could be insulting.
Well, everybody throws their bras at Drake. That's the joke now.
Right.
Right. But then the game was on stage and some chick threw her bra and he got mad and he threw it back. He said, "Don't throw your bra at me. I'm not Drake."
Oh.
So now.
This man is funny.
So now Drake getting clowned for having bras thrown at him, which men would kill for, if I could be frank.
Hey, Frank.
Hi. Call me Frank anytime.
No, that's hilarious. So the game, I wouldn't think the game would be the type to be like, "Don't throw your stuff up here. What y'all doing?"
Well, I think it's more about the bras. It's got to be something.
What's
like,
wrong with? So he's just thinking, "Hey, respect yourselves a little bit more." Like, what
he's
saying?
Drake, keep your lingerie to yourself.
There you go. Okay, well, I guess I can respect that.
Well, it is expensive,
right? Don't y'all pay like 100 plus?
When he threw it back in the crowd, he said, "I don't be doing no tricking." He's of course referencing Drake. So, do you see?
I can't.
All right. I was up very late because I went to see Pink at American Family Field last night.
Talk to him.
And it was amazing.
Pink put on a good show?
Oh, it was amazing. She was the first female to headline a stadium in Wisconsin.
Which that feels like cap, but why would they cap about that?
It's no lie. First one to ever headline AmFam Field and first female to ever headline a stadium in general.
Wow.
In Wisconsin.
Big ups,
because
Pink, man.
It's just amazing. And the best part is she sang her song Irrelevant when she, in the background, she had all these go girl female, you know, empowerment images of women over the years fighting
very
for their
relevant
rights.
Actually,
so it was ironic,
the
that
irony
she did her whole song about, you know, equality for women, and she didn't even know.
She didn't know
till the
nobody
end.
Told her
till the end. She posted she didn't realize till
oh,
it was
wow.
over. Yeah,
she's that's like, a really cool accomplishment then for
neat?
Her. I mean, put on a great performance and then goes, "Wow, look at me, big flex."
It's very cool. But I'm going to tell you all about the show,
yeah.
And I have lots to say, including what happened after the show to everybody in Milwaukee. We'll
Big
talk
bet.
About that later in the show today.
Word.
It is Allie and DZ. I heard you have a new hobby.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'm out here grown, getting up into some serious adult hobbying.
Look at you. You turn 30 and you're like a new man, DZ.
All of a sudden, my back hurts a lot more, but I'm still trying to do things actively.
All of a sudden, you're taking a multi one-a-day vitamin.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I got a regular Metamucil regimen.
A fiber in your diet just comes. It's good for you.
But no, for real.
What's your new hobby?
I've taken on some new hobby, and it's like an old new hobby.
Okay.
Just because now I'm taking it seriously.
What do you mean?
So, golf. Yeah. Y'all may or may not know, I caddied for a number of years when I was young.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of my first jobs, besides being an unofficial cart pusher at Aldi.
The cart pusher at Aldi you did on your own.
Yeah, I did that just to hustle. This was an actual job when I was like 12, 13. I started caddied until I was like 17, 18, basically.
In Northern Illinois, where you grew up?
Yep. And I mean, shout out Shore Acres, shout out, you know,
was it the same golf course?
No.
No, you moved around?
No, moved to a few different
okay,
places. Yeah, Conway
it.
Farm, Shore Acres. You'd caddy, you know, different tournaments and get pushed to different places. So we was out there.
You were caddying?
Yeah,
you
but
were
I wasn't.
12, 13. That's impressive.
I wasn't golfing, though. I'd swing the club around. We'd get to mess around every now and again, late nights, early mornings. So I picked it up. You know, I picked up a couple things,
you
but
were
I never got into it.
The sport enough to learn about it, which
mm-hmm.
is something with golf. A lot. You have to be around it. I don't know. I
was around golf for years.
Yeah.
But then now, fast forward, you know, from the time I was 17, 18 to now, I really ain't done much golfing. I've kept clubs,
mm-hmm.
but besides going to a range, besides a little putt-putt here and there, nothing. Now?
It's on.
It's time.
Oh, now?
Why do it's
you
time
think-
to get up into it.
Why do you think you didn't care about golfing before and now you do? Like, why do you think the technique and all those things matter to you now?
Because all my friends are getting old and everybody wants to golf now. And I'm like, man, this is what we're doing.
Is it an age thing?
It's an age thing. Everybody's getting into golf.
Yep.
Everybody's out here buying new clubs.
It's a social thing as you get older.
I didn't realize.
Like, I started golf a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You could probably school me a lot because I need real lessons.
I need lessons. What are you talking about?
I probably need them worse than you. But I played in like a few, like, oh, we're doing a charity thing. I've done that.
Word. I can't wait to do that. I haven't gotten a chance to do that yet. I'm waiting to get invited to a charity anything.
DC, I was horrible. I didn't say I was good.
Well, that's fine. The point is you
showed up.
You supported. You got out there. You walked a few miles and you loved doing it.
So wait, so now you're playing golf again. Are you going to join a league? Because what I was going to tell you was that when I got more into it a couple years ago and bought my own clubs, I would go with my friends who were in leagues. I'm like, you guys are hardcore. Like, I feel like that's where you are. I'm kind of in the middle.
Nah, I wouldn't call myself hardcore. I'm not there
yet,
man.
You're not doing a league?
I'm not doing no leagues. Okay. Right now, I'm probably just going to pick up the clubs with a couple homies.
Right.
I've only been going to the range. I just picked up a new set of clubs. You know, new clubs, new
Congrats.
Bag. Who this? Thank you.
Congrats.
It's an expensive sport, so I've been dreading getting into it because it is a tax.
It is. I think my clubs were like over, were they 200 at least?
And that's on the good side.
I mean, that was, and that's cheap clubs. That wasn't even like,
starter clubs.
I got starter clubs at Dick's and they were that much. And I was like, wait, the whole thing, this is what?
You got people paying 200 plus, 400 plus for a single club.
Oh, hell no.
Bruh, drivers, expensive. If you want a good driver, get ready to drop a couple hundo. No lie.
Why do we make sports so damn expensive?
Because.
God.
Because they know people going to love it.
Think about how many people would do more if it wasn't, like, I would do more stuff if it wasn't expensive. If it didn't cost 10 grand to join a golf course.
Well, I'm not doing that. Nah, I ain't doing that. Well, there's less expensive hobbies out there, especially as you get older. I'm used to different ranges, you know?
Well, and we can go to the Milwaukee County golf courses, and we can afford those.
For cheap.
But I can't afford some of these country clubs.
Nah, I'm not country club exclusive.
I'm not in Mequon today, Todd.
I ain't country club exclusive.
I cannot afford that bill today, but I'm just being honest.
I like the golf courses that let you wear t-shirts.
Like the mini golf. I like the mini golf on, what is it, in Waukesha?
Oh, man, that's far. No, forget all that. I'd just be going to the Moreland Golf Center. That's real close.
Angie in Lake Geneva said, everybody playing golf getting tipsy. We're going to take your calls and your texts next. 414-533-1037. She's not wrong. That's all I do when I play golf is drink. It's like bowling.
Yeah, true.
It's more fun when you're drinking. To be real.
You care that you suck less.
Exactly. Take your calls and your texts next about DZ's hobby. What's your new hobby? Kiss FM. It's Allie and DZ on 103.7 Kiss FM. DZ talking about how he's getting more serious about golf because he caddied as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're actually, and some of it's age, I think, turning 30, and you're being a grown-up now. Look at you golfing.
Well, now all my friends are golfing. Everybody's getting into it. I got a bachelor party coming up. Ah. And, of course, it's a golf trip.
That's like the activity for dudes.
Yep.
Golf, huh?
Yep. So I have to fix a lot of things in my golf game before I'm out there embarrassing myself in public. Because I refuse.
Well, to look stupid?
I don't mind. I don't actually care. But I want to be good at what I'm doing. And I'm an athlete. Uh-huh. So anything that I'm doing that revolves around athletics, I want to be good at.
Ryan in Calabama texted in and said he's down for golf. Just hit him up.
Let's go.
I said the same thing. Okay?
Hit me up. We got three. We just need our fourth.
All right. We'll find them right now. Doug is in Milwaukee. Maybe it's Doug in Milwaukee. Let's find out. Doug. Oh, it's been a minute. Good morning, Doug.
Hey, keep me out of Doug.
Doug, do you golf?
Yes, I golf. Oh. But I'm so upset with myself because I have not golfed one this season.
Ooh. Same. And I have clubs now, and they're sitting with dust on them in my garage. I haven't even hit the range this summer.
Just like EZ was talking about, I spent $550 on a driver.
Man, on one club, dog. One club.
See, now I'm out. No thanks. Yeah. You lost me at $550 for one golf club.
Doug's out of our league. We can't play with Doug.
Listen, with one driver, just adding one driver, I added at least 50 to 70 yards onto my path.
Oh,
wow.
Wait.
That's a huge increase.
See, I heard we're going to win, and then I want to spend the money. Now I'm back in, because, like, DZ, I'm competitive, and now I want to win.
That part.
You had me at we'll win.
I'm definitely your fourth. I will definitely be in. Hit me up.
Let's go, Doug. Okay. Say less.
And then, I was going to say we should do, like, an annual get-together for the regulars or something.
But wait, Doug.
A regulars golf outing?
No, I'm down for this, but everybody has to golf, and I bet you barely anybody in that group golfs. It's a very specific sport, and you guys know it. It's like tennis.
Yeah,
you either play it or you don't.
You're going to get blown up now because you just said, I bet you nobody does.
And now everybody's going to be like, of course we will.
Well, I accept the challenge.
We taking over a golf course, y'all.
Yeah, it's a mini golf course. That's where we're taking over.
I know the regulars are listening, and we're going to put this together.
Wait, big ups, Doug.
They are listening. And just, Doug, thank you for calling, because I can't wait now to get to Tony Racine. And trust me, because
you better hit me up if you're going golfing.
We will.
Say less, Doug. You know what I'm saying? All right, man. Take care, brother.
Bye, Doug.
Have a good one, guys.
Yeah, you too.
Please pull up Tony and Racine, because Tony's talking smack about golf in their private Facebook group. I can see it.
Tony
said golf sucks. Tony said golf sucks. And because I got this notification, all I see is Tony and Racine, golf sucks. That's all he wrote. Tony, apparently we're doing a get together with golf.
Tony's not.
Man, y'all getting together to play golf.
Tony,
golf
sucks.
Tony can be the beer boy. Come on now. Come on. Why you can whoop it around in the cart?
Totally.
That is like the dumbest sport in the world. I swear.
I'm offended.
That is the sport, man. I don't even want to talk no more.
Okay, fine, so, bye.
Bye, bye. Thanks for calling. See you later. Next up, we got Kelly in Greenfield on 5. You thought I was playing? Bye, Tony.
Bye. Fine. Bye. Bye. Deuces. Get hung up on there, Tony.
Kelly's on 5.
Love, brother.
Kelly, good morning. We didn't accidentally hang up on Tony. We intentionally hung up on Tony.
I pressed a button. What, Tony? Too good, bro. No, you know he loves it.
Hey, Kelly in Greenfield. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
What do you want to talk about? Golf or something else?
Be careful. I'm getting offended early.
First of all, DZ, don't hang up on me, but golf does suck.
Oh, bye, Kelly.
Bye,
no.
Kelly. Amanda and Racine, next.
But the reason I'm calling is my brother, he's 41, so I think it is the age thing, and he's obsessed with golf, too.
It has to be an age thing. He
got a job at a place that it's called Shoop Golf Course in Racine. It's a little known spot. It's right on the lakefront.
Nice.
It's a beautiful place to golf. Less than $20 to golf there. Sounds like y'all just got a new member.
Hello, Shoop Course. We're there.
Appreciate the call, Kelly.
Bye, Kelly.
That was amazing. She said, you know what it is. Golf sucks, but you know my brother loves it. Plug.
Last but not least, let's pull up another regular and find out how much they enjoy golf or not right now. You know who it is.
You know
who it
is.
Amanda's in Racine. All right, Amanda.
Turn down for what? Woo!
Turn down for what?
Amanda, tell the truth. Golf?
Okay.
Yes or no?
I would go.
Oh, here we go.
I would be the one drinking and driving the golf cart.
So not golfing at all.
No, Lori and Cedarburg texted the same thing. I don't golf, but I'll be the designated golf cart driver. Bella and Kenosha said,
I'll drive all over the place with that thing. Woo!
Well, that's what you think until the cart stops. Because, Amanda, did you know that the cart stops if you drive on certain parts of the course and it doesn't move?
What?
Did you know? Yeah, you didn't know that, did you?
No, I did not know
that.
Well,
I learned the hard way, honey. A few beers in, let me tell you.
Don't drive in the sand. Moral of the story. Dog. But no, listen, I hear that we done got some golfers, and I'm also hearing we got our caddies. This golf outing might actually happen. Don't get me excited.
We got a lot more caddies than golfers.
And that's okay.
Just saying. I'm still living on the high from Pink last night at American Family Field. Man, it was a sold-out packed show.
Mm-hmm.
Pink was the first headliner, female headliner ever at AmFam Field and in Wisconsin. And I can't wait to tell you more about the show later this morning. Don't go anywhere.
That's amazing.
But we got to do Tech Tuesday right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because every single Tuesday on this show, we do Tech Tuesday, which is brought to you by Wendy's, one of our favorite places.
Yum.
And you know when it's late night, like last night, coming home, it's after 11:30.
Yeah.
When I was on
you
my
slid?
Way home.
Did you slide?
I was like, hey
Wendy's, what
hi.
You want? Hey, big hand.
Hi, friend. You always come through late at night when I need you.
You got a Baconator for me?
I got a Baconator because they're always open late, baby. No, I love me some Wendy's. But what's going on for Tech Tuesday?
All right, so Tech Tuesday is some IG tech, right? Some advancements.
Oh,
and it's called audio integration.
Oh.
Some of y'all may have already noticed on Instagram, actually, but Instagram is now allowing you to add music to photos. Before, it was only in videos.
Yep.
You know,
this is a big change. change.
Throw it into stories, sure, whatever. But now you can add photo. And it's not just like a slideshow. You can add it to a singular photo and you could boom.
It's messing with me.
Why?
It's messing with me because when I'm scrolling on Instagram, which is the where I spend most of my social media time, everybody has their thing. Instagram's my number
IG's
one.
IG's yours.
And TikTok. Never mind. They're both number one.
1A and 1B.
When I'm scrolling, you know, and I see now a picture with music, it almost scares me because I'm getting, it looks like it's almost like a reel, but it's not. It's a picture, and now there's no music. So now it's kind of throwing me for a loop a little where I'm just adjusting.
You ain't used to it yet.
I'm not used to the music. I think music adds so much to everything.
I love music.
One of the cool things about Instagram was just staring at the pictures, and you could see who took good pictures. You don't need a good picture anymore with music. Music changes the whole picture. It changes the whole vibe.
Well, and it adds insight, too, as far as like exposure. You could use trending sounds. Like, they're taking a page out of the TikTok book, basically.
It is TikTok, you can
use a trending sound, attach it to a picture, and then that'll pump it a little bit more into the ether like that. Mm-hmm. I think this is super dope. Mm-hmm. I first discovered this actually a few months back when I came here.
Yeah.
Because when I came back, I posted a picture of me, you know, pointing to the sign.
You came back 9 months ago. It wasn't a couple months ago, DZ.
It was a few months. It was 6 months ago.
DZ, it's about to be September. It's 9 months ago.
Who's counting?
I love it that it's been that long.
You ain't worried about it when you're having fun like that, right? So I'm thinking back of when I first posted getting here, posted a picture of the sign, and then posted a song to it. I was like, what? Music.
It's so cool.
Oh, my gosh. Mm. Now it is a mainstay live. Before it was beta stages, now you can just do it. You can add a song to your pictures on IG.
Well, I did that. It's like when I posted the Ludacris picture, I could have put Ludacris behind me, but it felt weird putting music on Instagram behind my picture.
But
I didn't want to because I'm adjusting still.
We're still in the adjustment stages of the integration.
I'm getting used to the new Instagram, okay? Let me live. Baby steps.
We're in beta stages. Allie's not.
I'm catching up. I'm still riding my bike. What are you talking about?
Let's get them training wheels off. Add a picture with a music now.
All right. Well, I like it. That's the new feature on Instagram. I'm here for it. Okay. Coming up next, it is What Would DZ Do? Oh, you want to go right now?
Listen, I'm down to do it right now.
Let's go. Let's do it.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What? You got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right. DZ, what's the problem?
So Tia wrote into the show.
Mm-hmm.
Tia wrote a very compelling argument that I'm just going to tell y'all now. I'm in a tough situation, so I need your help.
What's her problem?
Her best friend got engaged, and she doesn't approve.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Straight like that. So Tia said, my best friend of close to 10 years recently got engaged and not really thrilled about it. Now, I know it's not really my place, but for context, I've known them and the guy for a few years since they've been together. They rented a room in my house for a couple years, and needless to say, I learned some details about their relationship, and I don't personally feel like they're healthy for one another. But from a public view, they seem great. So about a month ago, they invited people over to hang out, which they turned into an engagement party after he got down and proposed, of course.
Of course.
She eagerly said yes, to which everyone in the room cheered, congratulated. I couldn't tomatoes. She said, I couldn't bring myself to say anything besides smile and say, wow. We haven't spoken much since then, and nothing about the engagement or wedding, but I'm scared to even think about it too much because I know I'll be expected to stand. What do I do? And this is by far
the
hardest.
Stand in the wedding.
Exactly. What do I do? This is by far the hardest thing I've had to face in a while. Advice is appreciated. Tia.
So Tia's best friend got engaged to a guy she doesn't like.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And now she knows she's going to get invited to be in the wedding. So what do you think she should do about this, DZ?
Gee, she should end the friendship.
No, really?
You already don't approve.
You don't support her relationship.
If this is actually going to go through, you're out of their life.
Why does he have to go and why can't she stay? Why can't he go and she stays?
Well, there's a certain thing called love.
Pick your friends. Like, why do we kick our friends? Well, think about this. We have friends for years. We will kick them to the side for someone we've known less for love. You know what I mean?
It's 100%.
Like when you hear it, it's like, but why?
It's
why did
crazy.
I kick that friend? You know, why? Why did that? But if they don't like each other.
They don't like each other. Mm-hmm. Well, he doesn't like or she doesn't like them together.
Mm-hmm.
They live together. She saw some deeper sides to their relationship. Maybe they aren't great for each other, but you don't get to decide that.
They're not healthy. That's not on you.
What if she asked you to be the matron of honor or the maid of honor or whatever.
Well, I think if you think it's not healthy or you think it's toxic or wrong, then you don't have to be in that wedding. But if you just don't like them, like, you have to have valid, you know, she's got some reasons, you know. But
sure, but at the same time, those reasons aren't enough for me to say, go ahead and say something.
And say something.
It's not your place.
Just suck it up.
You don't have that right. You don't have that distinction. Yeah. That's why I say you need to end the friendship. You're basically ending it by not saying nothing. You already probably made her feel some type of way by just going, wow.
You know, I dropped out of a wedding that I didn't like the couple. Like, I got asked to be in it.
Yeah.
And I didn't like them, and I didn't think they were going to last.
So you said no.
And it was a whole big ordeal.
Boom. Look at that.
And we've never talked since.
Look at that.
That was over, I don't know, 12 years ago.
So you really think you're going to stay best friends with somebody if they ask you to be in their wedding and you say no? They're going to want to know why.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to say because I'm bitch.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Oh, you brought up a problem with not approving of your friend's engagement and the phones went nuts.
People went, oh, let me tell you, Sam.
Oh, it's a hot topic. I have input.
I got an idea.
Let's go to Ashley in Cudahy. Because she said, oh, do I relate to this? Ashley, good morning.
Good morning.
So, Tia wrote in, her BFF got engaged, she doesn't approve. DZ said, end the friendship, it's done now.
It's over anyway.
What do you think, Ashley?
Well, like I said, I can relate to this because one of my good friends got engaged, and I was very iffy on who she was getting engaged to and getting married to, and I was like, but I love my friend more, so I just kind of kept my mouth shut and let things go. So, I mean, if my friend is truly happy, that's all that matters.
So you're saying just let bygones be bygones and embrace their love.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then if something happens where it does end in divorce or they break up, then I'm going to be there for my friend because that, at the end of the day, I'm going to be there for my friend.
Mm. You're still going to be there at the end.
I thought Ashley was going to say, because then I could be there to say, I told you so.
It will happen eventually. Right. I mean, that'll be several bottles of wine later.
Right. Once you're in a place where you can laugh about it, then you can go, I told you so.
Oh, snap. Yeah. Okay. All right, Ashley, we hear you.
And there's people are one of two ways. You're either the supportive friend who lets them do what they do, even when they're doing dumb stuff.
Yep.
Or you're the friend who's like, hey, dummy. Don't do that. There's like, you know, and I don't want to be black and white, but most people are one or the other.
You support your
friends or you tell them.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
People have arguments on what's a better friend. And that's a whole other topic for another day, man.
I know that's right.
All right, Ashley, thanks for calling.
Yep, you guys have a great day.
You too. Talk to you later. All right.
Faith is in Brookfield this morning. Faith, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello?
I think she should talk to her, like have an honest conversation, because like at the end of the day, you just have to know like you did all you could. And if she listens, like if she does or doesn't listen, that's on her. But you
she's
know,
not gonna listen.
She's not gonna leave
her fiance and be like, my friend told me she doesn't like my fiance. Wedding's off. No way.
Well, Faith,
that friendship's gonna end.
What would you say straight up, Faith? Would you go, hey, mamas, listen, I know y'all just got engaged, but I really don't think this is a good idea. I've seen you guys interact in private, and y'all are terrible. Y'all should not do this. This is a bad call. I mean, what would you say for real?
But I would say something like that, or be like, look, I think you should just like give it a little more time, really think this through. Like, is this really what you want to do for the rest of your life?
I hear that.
Do you want to make the life commitment to this guy?
Don't think about right now and the engagement and the wedding. Think about 10 years down the line. Think about kids. Think about, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, Faith.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for calling.
I have to say, DZ, I met you at the cookie contest, too. I got a picture with you.
Oh, snap. What up? You should have started with that.
Yeah. You had him at cookies. Wait, what did you think of DZ when you met him in person?
You can lie. It's okay.
Oh, I just got to say, I listen every single day to everything. I listen on the Odyssey app. Love you guys. And I got a picture. And
we love you back. And you should have posted it. I didn't see it.
Yeah, what the heck? You got to tag him.
No, I'm playing, Faith. Well, it's great to talk to you. Appreciate the advice, too. Hopefully, Tia's listening.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you,
okay,
Faith.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. Later.
I love it when we hear from people like occasionally, like Faith in Brookfield, who's listening all the time on the Odyssey app. That they just don't. They're not a regular, but they're there.
I wonder.
I'm like, oh, you were there the whole time.
I always wonder what people got in their earbuds when they're just walking around.
Yeah.
Faith got us.
It's us.
It's us. 103.7 Kiss
Poor
FM,
thing.
Baby.
What? Faith.
She loves us.
Oh, wait, she does.
She's
That's
got
right.
faith in us.
She does. She does. Jaleesa is in Milwaukee this morning. Let's pull her up.
True hearts need something more exciting.
Jaleesa.
Ba-dum-bum-bay.
Oh, what do
morning.
You think? As Lizzo it's plays in the background. The Go Girl anthem. What do you think of this topic?
I think that, like DZ said, like she should cut her friend off.
Wow.
I mean, we're grown adults.
Yeah.
So,
true.
Like, if you don't agree what I agree, like, you're not paying my bills. You're not going to be there for me, you know, sleeping in my bed for the rest of my life. I'm going to be with my soulmate for the rest of my life. So, if your friend can't agree with that decision, then that's her loss. So.
Cut it.
Yeah.
I didn't think anybody was going to agree with me. Jaleesa, yes.
I'm actually surprised. Yeah. Because but then again,
bruh,
I've done this. So.
The way it feels structured to me, she's already got a jaded opinion about their relationship.
She doesn't like it.
She
yeah.
doesn't
right?
like him. She doesn't approve. She hasn't said congratulations even. She's ending the relationship friendship
even...
little by little as she goes on her own. They're creating space and separation until they eventually ain't gonna talk anyway.
She's not even happy for him.
Yeah.
Right.
That's
right.
the thing. Yana wrote in from Plymouth this morning and said, let them be. I don't think she should say anything, because if she does say anything, it's gonna cause issues with the friendship and then the engaged friend will cut her off anyway. She
there you
will
go.
Always choose the guy and feel like her friend is jealous of her.
Boom.
This is a go-to for a lot of women. I had to learn this the hard way, and I'm a woman myself. And I don't want to say, not all women do that, but yes, that's a lot of people, that's a defense mechanism. You're jealous of my life because you want what I have. It's gotten, and versus, no, I just think you're toxic AF. No, you want my life.
No, you want my life. You want to steal everything from me.
I don't know about that, but but it wins the wedding. Thanks for calling,
we appreciate
Jaleesa.
You.
Thank you.
Bye.
Wow. We are cutting off people today. We are ending friendships.
I mean, you each got to go down your own road. I hate to say it and make it sound like you're cutting somebody off, but the friendship is already astray anyway.
Somebody texted in, and I am here for this. They said, why didn't she say something sooner to her friend? Which was one of my thoughts. Like, how long? Maybe she didn't think they'd get engaged.
That part. She didn't think they was going to get this far.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Oh, what a night, Milwaukee. What a night we had last night together. Made history. It was only appropriate, DZ.
I mean, I'm only mad that I wasn't there.
We missed you. No, we didn't. We were
No, y'all
the time
didn't.
Our, we
y'all
were,
didn't care.
Man, we
and
were having
okay.
the time of our life. Let me tell you, Pink played at AmFam Field last night.
Break it down.
First female to ever headline the ballpark and first female to ever headline a stadium in Wisconsin.
That's amazing.
Woo!
Was that
I
is amazing.
That. And man, was it a great show, because Pink comes out and it is just hit after hit after hit. And like, we know this is radio people, because I've been playing this music for 25 years. I know every Pink song in the book.
By heart.
And I'm having all these feels as I'm looking around AmFam Field. And I'm like, you know where y'all heard this? On Kiss FM!
What?
You know where you heard
what?
Like, Get the Party Started 15 years ago? On Kiss FM! And that feels good when we're at a Kiss artist, you know, at a show like that.
And people it was packed.
Are loving it, because Pink is just such a good performer.
Did she do all the theatrics? She did the aerials?
Yep.
People love. I mean, was going crazy, singing, flying.
Her kid Willow came out and sang.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Aww.
The whole thing was it's just got all the feels. So
technically, it was a mother and daughter headlining a stadium for the first time in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
Boom!
Boom! I will say, getting out of Miller Park, people are telling me I have to call it Miller Park, even though it's AmFam Field. Was. If you were at Ed Sheeran a few years ago, you remember the chaos that ensued.
It was bad.
Well, it was pouring rain.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So not only was it very warm inside AmFam Field,
because the roof was closed.
Correct. But then you went outside and it was pouring.
And cold.
And there was not necessarily cold, but
compared to inside,
pouring,
though?
Pouring, yeah.
Ugh.
We got out there. We had Ubered. And we were one of the first people in the Uber line. And we still waited like 40 minutes in the rain. And when we pulled out, the concert was like, everyone was out. And there were hundreds of people waiting for their rideshare. And nobody could get to it because they were waiting on all the other rideshare. People had ordered them and they weren't out there.
Oh.
So you're you can't even get to your, you're like, where the hell's my car?
Right.
Dummy that ordered theirs 10 minutes ago is not even out here. And those are the people I really wanted to find. And be like, who ordered an Uber and isn't here?
I'm just about to get in it.
Like, you would want to, but you can't.
It ain't a taxi.
If we could, that's, you know. And so, look, I know that was rough for a lot of people. And a lot of people sat in the parking lot. But some of that is just what happens at these things. You get too many people. I've sat in traffic at Summerfest. I've sat in traffic at the fair. I've sat in traffic at AmFam Field for a Brewer game. It's just, unfortunately, what happens when you get all these people in a small area.
Right, right. When you bring the masses, sucks. And the masses like to drive themselves.
Most people they've ever had at a concert, they said.
What?
It's something. It was like insane. Pink killed it.
Oh, wow.
It was an amazing show.
I can only imagine, man.
Oh, DZ, it was so good. And yes, she came from, you know, she did her tightrope stuff.
All
and
that.
She's in such good shape. I mean,
she's out here doing it.
Something
thing.
Else. So, shout out to everyone that was at Pink last night, including our winners, because we had a bunch of winners there as well.
That's right. That's right.
So they wrote on the Kiss Facebook, because we posted some pictures last night. They were writing, we had a good time.
We were there. We loved it. Pink's amazing.
Uh-huh.
Of course she is.
It was a great night. So there you go. Pink.
Perfect.
At AmFam Field, making history. First female ever to play AmFam Field and headline. And first one to ever headline a stadium in Wisconsin.
Boom, bam.
Go, girl.
Thank you, ma'am.
I'm here for it. All right. Am I the Jerk is coming up next after Regulate. My kids always go, Mom, your song's on.
What they know about this?
They know.
Still think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Wow, Kristen wrote in, wants to know if she's the jerk if she keeps her son from his father over a social media post.
Okay.
Here's what she said. Kristen said, hi, DZ and Allie. Am I the jerk for calling my ex out on his post? Here's the story. My son has autism and was diagnosed last year as severe but high functioning. He's been going through intensive behavior therapy this year to get him ready for kindergarten next year. While my ex posted about a trend of using a hair straightener on your tongue by saying, don't do this next TikTok trend, ladies. Do not take it and put it on your tongue. Only will I laugh. Not only will I laugh, but you will be up for an autism evaluation. So it's like some stupid...
Insensitive.
Yeah. So she said, I called him out on saying in general that he should not be comparing it to disabilities, and especially since our son is autistic, that the comment that was made is derogatory and he should remove the post and never talk that way again. I was frustrated and upset with him and told him if he wanted to continue seeing our son, he will never say something like that or post about it in general.
Oh.
Am I the jerk if I keep my son from his father until he deletes the social media post that's insensitive to autism? Because we have an autistic kid. Oh, boy. All right, where we start? What layer do we start on here,
right.
Daisy? Where do we? Let's start with layer one. Let's peel the onion here. Okay.
All right. So my first layer is the layer of the fact that the father is using humor. He's just joking, and it's on social media. His personal social media, might I add.
Mm-hmm.
He's not saying anything derogatory towards his son.
Well, he is, though. He's putting up an offensive autistic that's not even, that's just dumb.
When you have experience with something, you can usually joke about it a little more freely because you get it from a firsthand experience. That's where I feel like he's coming from. I don't think he's being derogatory in that sense. He's seeing something that he's finding funny and posting it in a way using language that he is assimilative to.
He's just dumb. That's where I look at it. I'm like, he's just not piecing this together, why this is offensive and why.
I don't think it should be offensive. Realistically, I think the mother is taking it a little bit out of context and kind of being negatively charged toward her. Like, I'm leaning towards she is the jerk. If you're going to keep your son from his father over a social media post.
But it's a post making fun of autism, and your kid has got high-functioning autism. I mean, it's a weird place to be, but I do agree. You can't keep someone some people would want to keep someone from their kid of what they put on social media, but you have to go to court for that technically.
I mean,
you can't just be like, I'm keeping your kid from you because of your social media post.
Right.
If anything, it's frustrating as hell.
And it's his social media, and I really don't think that he was making fun of his child, not his own child.
To post that to begin with, it's just such a dumb video. He's not posting the most intellectual stuff. Let's be real.
He thought it was going to be ha ha he he.
I guess.
And it was more no.
So you think she is a jerk if she keeps her son from the dad over the TikTok post.
Wanting him to take it down, feeling some type of way about it, bet. But keeping the son over it? it? Nah.
What if the dad keeps doing it as the kid's getting older and now the kid's seeing his dad posting these videos that are completely ripping on, like making fun of autism, or they're just this
stupid. You can't live in fear over your disability. And I think the father is genuinely joking in a manner that he felt like was lighthearted enough because this is something that he's going through firsthand himself with his child. Mm-hmm. You know, you can usually joke a little bit more when you got that experience, and that's where I'm at. That's where I'm like, nah, I think it was just a ha-ha-hee-hee joke that didn't get taken as a ha-ha-hee-hee nothing.
Well, somebody texted and said, when someone jokes about something offensive, it gives other people the go-ahead to do the same. Be better. It sets a standard.
I can't disagree to that,
though.
You open the door, you can't be mad at who walks through it after that.
Yeah. All right.
Dang.
Is Kristen the jerk if she keeps her son from his father until he deletes the offensive TikTok post about autism, because they have an autistic son and the kid is like 4, so
right.
The kid is
young.
Not that we don't, the kid's got no opinion in this.
Kid doesn't get it.
Kid doesn't know. 414-533-1037. We're gonna take your calls and your texts next.
What do you say? Yeah, no.
I don't think she should keep her kid from his father, but I think the dad's dumb, so
Still think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. So today, Kristen wrote into the show and wants to know if she is the jerk if she keeps her son from his father until he deletes the TikTok post making fun of autism, essentially, or making some weird joke about it that doesn't make any sense, honestly, if you ask me. The kid is 4, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we think today? Let's just get into it right now.
Let's go,
because I see your text. I'll read some of those in a second. Let's go to Shannon this morning. St. Francis, right?
In my neck of the woods. We neighbors, Shannon. Good morning.
Hey. I grew up in Bayview, DZ.
Wepa.
Ooh, I drive to Bayview once in a while.
Wepa.
I go to dinner there.
I live in Bayview every day. Wepa. But no, Shannon, what do you say? Is Kristen the jerk for keeping her son from his father until he deletes the post?
I am saying Kristen is a jerk.
Oh, okay. And why?
Go on.
I am not saying that the post was okay, but at the end of the day, it's his social media page, and she doesn't get to decide to just keep her kid away from his father. As long as he's loved and taken care of with his father, she doesn't have that power to be able to make that decision because he posted something she didn't like or didn't agree with.
Yeah.
At what point does that stop?
Yeah.
I get that. That's the hard part of co-parenting, right?
At what point does that stop?
Somebody texted in and said, though, when you're joking about your child like that, what's to say they aren't going to do it in front of the kid? I've seen it where parents don't fully have the maturity to deal with their children's situations and joke in a way to lighten the situation, but it causes more damage.
Better to
learn, grow, and support your child and stop with the dumb social media posts that aren't supporting one another.
I hear it.
Ooh, somebody went off in the text.
I know, somebody snapping.
Oh, kind of.
Shannon, somebody snapping.
I agreed with whoever texted that in, but Shannon, you say jerk, and I get what Shannon's saying. You can't just say, because I don't like what you think, you can't be around my kid.
Right.
Which sucks.
Especially if y'all aren't really together like that. You got even less of a say on what's going down in their world, man. So
absolutely. And I have a special needs son myself. You can't control what other people say, period.
No.
You can't.
Boom,
no, but
Shannon.
You can control what you're the father of your child, you would hope, or you say about your own kid. That's the difference. It's one
himself.
Thing with other people. It's another with your own child.
He can control himself, like Shannon said.
He can't control him.
Yeah.
She's not his mother. She's not him. It's his social media, at the end of the day, it could be his way of coping with the diagnosis.
She
we don't know how comfortable he is.
True. Mm-hmm. Shannon, appreciate you kicking it off. Says yes, the jerk.
Thanks, Shannon. Have a good day.
Have a good day. Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Katie is calling from Racine this morning. Good morning, Katie. How are you?
Good morning.
Hello.
I'm good.
What do you think? Is Kristen the jerk if she keeps her son from his dad until he deletes the offensive TikTok post?
I think she is the jerk. I think that, you know, for one thing, you can't punish the child from his father. That's not a punishment, unless it's a real valid reason.
Okay.
I think, you know, like the caller before, you know, maybe that is how he copes with it.
Okay. So you agree with what Shannon and St. Francis said?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jerk if you keep the kid away.
Right. Absolutely.
Somebody said,
no punishment there.
If they're not together and she doesn't agree with what he's posting, she should not be on his social media. Are they friends or is she Facebook stalking? Dude, say something about my kid or try me.
Right.
All these people going,
exactly.
Oh, it's, he can do what he wants. It's, you moms would be snap, okay? These women sitting back like, it's cool. I'm not saying you could keep the kid from him, but
yeah.
It's just supposed. Who cares? You guys sound like jerks.
But he said, ladies, don't do this trend. You might need an autism evaluation. He didn't say, ladies, don't do this trend. You might need an autism evaluation like my son.
It's a dumb video to post when you have an autistic kid. It's just stupid.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm not saying he wins the award for being the smartest.
But,
you know.
There's worse things he could say.
Exactly.
Well, there's always a worse thing.
I think she's a jerk.
Bet. Yeah. Well, appreciate the call, Katie.
Somebody texted in, the dad's an idiot. Autistic people are more intelligent than those that are sometimes more than not.
Yo, hey, not wrong. Not wrong at all.
Gosh.
All right, Katie, have a great day.
Yeah. Thanks, Katie.
Bye.
All right.
Charisse is in South Milwaukee, finally. Good morning, Charisse.
Hi.
Hi.
How we doing?
What do you think?
I think I agree with the previous two callers. I'm going to definitely say she's the jerk. Mm-hmm. They kind of already touched on what I was already going to say. But I'm also looking at it from, you know, a perspective of I was a child that grew up without my dad being active in my life. And I think if I would have known my mom kept my dad from me for something that small, you know, as I got older, I would definitely have been upset. And so I think she needs to realize that that could cause more damage than good by, you know, saying he can't see his son, you know.
You know what it's turning into? The moral of the story is not even, people don't even care what the post said. They care about don't keep him from his dad.
Yeah.
That's really what it is. It's like, who cares what the post, nobody's even focused on that. They're like, but you can't keep him from his dad, which I do agree with.
The father's even thinking about the evaluation, even in joke.
The dad's dumb anyway one day when he's an adult, okay? Let's be real.
But you know what? The thing is, I'm sure that's not going to be the last dumb thing the dad does, and I get it's insensitive for the son, or, you know, the mom considers it insensitive, but at the end of the day, I mean, hey, it's a mistake he made. Maybe they can talk about it, and he'll move on from it and won't do it again, you know? And it's not like the kid is old enough to see that post for himself. So I think that, you know, just don't go to that extreme. You're going to cause more damage than good, especially, you know, with your son being autistic. His dad might be the freaking, you know, ray of sunshine of his life. And, you know.
Well, now we're going to the ray of sunshine.
Well, we were just bashing him. Like, we can't go on the other side, too. Like, maybe he is a genuinely invested father. We don't know nothing.
I doubt it if he's posting that.
Well, all right.
With his autistic kid.
Okay, then.
Somebody said what he posted was not okay. It's horrible. But you can't keep your kid from his father. That's the moral of the story.
Yeah.
And somebody else said, what did the TikTok post say again? What it said was, she said her ex posted there was a trend about using a hair straightener on your tongue. And it said, don't do this next TikTok trend, ladies. And don't do it and put it on your tongue. Not only will I laugh, but you will be up for an autism evaluation. So she asked him to take it down and not put stuff about disabilities or anything derogatory up. That was the post.
But did he say no to agreeing to taking it down?
Ooh.
I mean, did we get that much of it?
I know. I don't think that matters. She wants to know if she's a jerk for keeping the son from the father until he deletes it. And you guys all say jerk.
Either way, we brought the broom. Cherie said sweep, sweep, sweep. Kristen's a jerk.
Damn. This is the hardest part of co-parenting.
I know,
you can't control what they post.
Or what they say.
They want to post something offensive.
There's a learning moment from here, though.
Should have thought about that before you had a kid with him. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Have a good day, Charisse.
I'm kidding. I'm making fun of myself on that one, too. Let's be real. All right. So there you go. It's a jerk today. And there it is. You can always text in 414-533-1037.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
You know, I was at the Beyonce concert in Chicago a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's phenomenal. That's where we went, us Milwaukee people. We went to Chicago to see her.
Of course.
Well, her tour was great, but now there's a rumor going around about her tour that is not true, and her mom, Tina, is upset about it and speaking out, saying, stop making my daughter look like a diva.
Somebody capping?
They said that Beyonce has her own personal toilet seat that they carry from venue to venue because there was a box that said toilet seats on it. So that came out. Oh, look, here's a picture of a bunch of toilet seats. Beyonce carries her own. And her mom came out and said, no, she does not carry around a personal toilet seat. That's ridiculous. She said that box that ended up on the internet that says toilet seats is actually just a big black box. It doesn't even have toilet seats inside. She said they use it to position fans on stage.
What?
She doesn't even know why it's called toilet seats. They don't know why they call it that. But she said the fact that Beyonce would have a custom toilet seat carried from venue to venue is ridiculous.
Honestly, I'm going to say it's not that ridiculous.
Really?
I think I could see them doing it. Somebody of that stature, you got to think, man. Toilet seats are a little dirty and grimy. If I was coming to a venue, if I was Beyonce, I might just bring my own toilet seat.
You got to be real bougie. Let's remember, she's married to Jay-Z, and they came up from nothing. We're not talking about people that were always rich.
I know, but
we're
still.
We're not talking about people that were always rich here.
They ain't been poor for a really long time, so.
You're right. You know what? You're right.
So, if you're a billionaire, you might carry your own little boo-boo seat. You feel me?
Now we know what to ask her next time we talk to Beyonce.
Beyonce, is it true that you carry your own toilet seats around?
Tell us the truth. Yes or no?
She's going to go, no, my security carries them.
I know I posted on Snapchat so much. That might have been the most Snapchats you got from me in 7 years last night at Pink.
At Pink?
Let me tell you, I'm shocked.
You was going crazy with the snaps, huh?
I was just recording posts, moved on with my life, you know.
Yeah.
Like, damn, I posted a lot last night.
You was out here posting.
Pink was the first female to headline at AmFam Field and where the Brewers play last night, and she was the first female to headline in Wisconsin, a stadium.
That's an amazing statistic.
So that's cool. We're happy about that. She beat you, Taylor.
What? She beat you, Beyonce?
Pink
what?
Was there. You didn't come. Pink did. There it is. So that was a really good show last night. And I hope everybody got out okay, because I know it took a while with the rain and all. And,
just getting out because of parking?
Having that many people in AmFam Field, for
sure.
Right,
right.
Okay, coming up next, though, I want to talk about group chats, because I was with a girlfriend of mine, and we got into a discussion about making plans with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next thing you know, the group chat gets brought up, and she starts voicing a complaint she has. And I never thought about it, but she's right.
You complain about the group chats?
There's something we should stop doing in group chats.
Okay.
This is a public service announcement, and it's coming up next.
Say less.
Tell you what it is. Kiss FM. See how tan I am?
Yeah.
Do you know why?
No.
Because I was at the pool for 5 hours talking about group chats with my girlfriend.
Bruh. Okay.
I'm not kidding. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ. I am tan because we spent that long at the pool the other day, and this was the discussion. Group chats, DZ.
What's the word with the group chats, Allie?
So my friend Carrie, and I'm calling her, now I'm going to get in trouble. I should have changed her name.
The Christmas Protection Program.
Carrie and I were at the pool, and we were talking about group chats. Mm-hmm. And her and I got on this discussion about when you are trying to make plans with friends. And you can tell me if this tends to be a more female than a male problem, not to make it gender specific, but it just might be, if
some
I'm being honest.
Are, yeah.
It just might be. She brought up the fact that every time we try to make plans, and her and I are a little more sensitive to it because we're single moms. So for us, our time is, we don't have a lot of it when it comes to when we can do stuff.
It's organized. Y'all times is organized.
You got to schedule out.
Right.
So when we make plans, and there's, let's just make up a number, 5 or 6 people on the group chat.
Sure.
And I say, hey, everybody, going to be going to the Brewer game on Friday at 7. Who's in before I buy tickets? And instead of a response of me, not me, you instead get, at least with women, 55 texts before that. Well, hold on. I got to see if I can get Jim to pick up Sheila from school. And then and then Cindy comes in. She's like, oh, you know what? I'm going to be at work till 6 that day. But hold on. Let me see. Maybe
I could leave a little early.
And it turns into what they have going on, why they may or may not be able to come, and their life story.
Mm.
And she's like, Allie, if I'm being honest, I don't care.
Lick.
She goes, I'm on this group chat now, and these women are going on and on and on about their plans. She goes, I got my own problems. Are you in or are you out? I'm thinking about whether I can go. Yes or no? But it's, well, you know, Josh has soccer till 4. And then little Timmy, we got to take him to baseball.
We were supposed to get dinner with the Johnsons.
But now that I've told you my whole day, I can come. Like, it has nothing to do with anything.
But I think I could work it around. Yes. The answer was just yes.
Yes. She goes, what is it? And I go, I've never thought about it, but it's true. We do this. Every group chat I've ever been on with women, we're like, well, let me see if I can XYZ and move this and do that. And then we tell our whole life story before we actually give the answer of can we go or not. And she's right. She's like, I don't even want to read them anymore.
No, oh, no, I don't.
It's everyone's story about how they're organizing their time. And it's, I don't care.
Yeah.
And I go, you're right. I've never thought about it, but it's true. We do send all these details that just don't matter.
Can I tell you something?
Women are detail oriented, though.
It is definitely a distinction between male and female. Just cause, not that I don't explain sometimes when I got stuff going on, but if something comes about and it's about making plans, very short answers from the bros. There is never a, well, I think I could maybe do this, but first I got to make sure I could that. And
you know,
well, I got to check that. And well, maybe I can, but we'll see. I'll get back. No, it's a, yeah, I could do it. Boom, we're going to be there. Or, hey, I'm going to be late. For example, the bachelor party I'm going to.
Yeah.
They asked, hey, tea times, what's the word? And I said, I definitely ain't going to be there early. Put me in, you know, put me in the late group or I just won't golf.
And that was the end.
That was it. Boom.
It wasn't, here's why I'm not going to be there. And let me tell you why. And then, but I will be there at this time.
Right.
So, like, that's what women would do.
Didn't do all that.
No, you're just like, I'll be here at this time.
I'll be there late. Put me in the last group.
Yeah.
So what'd they do? A month later, sent out the itinerary and went, boom, you in the last group, just like you said, Poppy.
And
done.
It worked out.
We coordinated, we communicated, it was a wrap.
Now
this is a drastic distinction between the over-explanation
sometimes
happens.
You triggered another memory with that story, too, because I don't know if you remember me telling you this, but remember I was on a date like a few months ago, and I was trying, and somebody had messaged me about doing an interview, and I was writing back the person who had messaged me going, I'm so sorry, I can't do that night because of XYZ, but I can do the next night.
I do remember that.
And the guy I was on the date with goes, yo, why are you putting all that in the text? And I go, is this too much?
Hell yeah.
Because as a woman, I'm going, well, here's why I can't do the night you asked, but here's the night I can, and let me tell you why. And that was the first time I had some awareness about, he's right. Why am I sending all this to this person? They don't care about my schedule. They just want to know if I'm coming or not.
Yes or no?
And that was the first time I went, too much, Allie. Too much information.
I do remember that because I told you the same thing. I was like, bro, all you needed to say was, I can't do today, tomorrow works. Boom.
But in my
done.
Mind, I feel guilty. It's like, well, let me tell you why I can't meet you on Wednesday.
You like details.
Yeah, I do. And that's all women.
And women generally do like more details, and
we
there's
thought,
nothing wrong with that. You thought. You thought. You like to give details, not receive all the details.
Ding, ding, ding. Till we're on the other end of the group chat. Now we're mad.
Oh, snap, dog.
We can take your calls and texts about this. 414-533-1037. The group chat. Stop sharing your whole life story. This is my new PSA. I will stop doing this as well. Thanks to my friend calling it out.
Will you?
Somebody said...
Will you, Allie?
No. I'll tell you my life story. Somebody texted in and said, those incidental notes aren't for you, the group. It's for the person who's writing. It's how we mentally account for changes in plans.
Oh.
Writing, saying it out loud makes something intangible or tangible, according to Julia.
No, I do hear that. Maybe they're helping process through what they're thinking and just putting it out there to the group chat to just share. It's not that you need to read the whole thing.
They just
want to compare. We're not compare. They just want to share and make sure you got it. You got the whole set of information.
I get it, and I'm guilty as charged, but I think I'm going to take my friend's rant into account, and I'm going to stop group telling everyone my life story in group chats or in anything, really.
You know what you could
do? It's going to be yes or no, and I'm not just not going to feel guilty when I say no to something, because that's why we over-explain. It's like, well, let me tell you why I said no.
I say you type it all out still and then edit it to just the necessary information and
you're
see
right.
how drastically shorter it gets.
Because it would be 7 paragraphs, and then it would turn into yes.
And then we'd go from 7 paragraphs to 7
word.
Words.
One word. Yes. I'm in.
We go. What's the group chat like?
I see the phones are blowing up. We'll take your calls and texts next. 414-533-1037. Oh, and by the way, we got Pentatonix tickets after that. Less than 10 minutes away. That's coming up as well. 103.7 Kiss FM. PSA to everyone in the group chat. Enough with the details.
Nobody cares.
I thought we did, but we don't. We're finding out. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ talking about how my girlfriend kind of gave me some awareness. She went off about the group chat, and we were just hanging out the other day and said, enough. People give all their details, why they can or can't go to something. Just say if you're going to show up when we throw something out there.
Hey, can you get dinner tonight? Whole life story as to why you can or can't. No, can you get dinner tonight? Yay, nay. Let me know to play.
You know what? It's just ridiculous. Let's go to Keo in Greendale this morning on 4. Good morning. Keo.
Good morning.
Hey. Ooh, I love the energy and the name. What's the word, Keo?
Oh my God. Honestly, I called because I never thought I'd get through. And now that I'm on the phone, I'm nervous.
No,
Keo,
don't be.
It's us. It's Allie and DZ. Come on.
We're the cool group chat.
Hello. We're the table you want to be at.
Well, first of all, I actually hate group chats, and I will never be a part of one.
Oh.
But if I was going to have a group chat, I'm definitely the person with just too many details.
Wait, iPhone or Android user? Which one?
iPhone.
Well, then why do you have an issue with the group chat? The Android people are the one who screw that up. What do you mean?
Hating on green versus blue, dude.
You know it screws up the group chat when you got the wrong one in there.
Oh, everybody automatically gets mad. Like, who's got the Android?
Who's got the green?
Who's got the Android?
Unbelievable.
No. It's like once my phone does a little too many ding, 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 it's done.
It's over.
She said ding, ding, ding.
All of a sudden, I look down and my phone's got 83 text messages.
Yeah.
I'm not reading through
from
that. I don't
chat.
Care.
Exactly.
Yes.
Wait, okay. Exactly.
Now I feel even worse. This is what literally I come back to the women and there's 40 texts.
I'm good on that. I'm not reading. Yeah. I'm going to look at the last two and see what the context of the conversation was. Uh-huh. If anybody said my name, I might scroll up a little bit. If my name's not mentioned, that's not for me.
Wait, listen to this
one. Me and Easy are on the same page.
Wampa.
Hey, Akio, you got through, and if you call again, you might get through again. Try it again another day, okay?
Let's try to get you a theme song, Keo.
Woo!
Oh, my gosh. Awesome. But yeah, I'm definitely the person that obviously sends too much. Like, one time I...
Like right now, you're telling more details
She's
than
like,
necessary.
Yeah, I'll give you all the details.
Keo, we got it. Keo, same page.
Keo hates group chats, but loves to overshare. Keo, let's talk to you tomorrow, fam.
Bye, Keo.
Bye.
That was true. She's like, I hate him. But let me tell
you
more about
more detail.
My life.
I loved it.
Somebody texted in and said, I was planning a surprise golden birthday party for my 16-year-old and sitting in our group chat, forgetting that he was in it. My son wrote back and was like, Ma, I'm in this chat.
Overshare.
Now, that's a group chat gone wrong, but in a good way.
Oh, Lord.
Julie's at Oak Creek this morning. Let's pull her up, maybe.
I almost hit the wrong song.
This is why we got to audit her. This is why we got to audit the regulars. Music, the moment you Julie.
Hello.
When we clip a bunch of people in a few weeks, you're safe because you've called in. Anyway.
Almost slid too far over and hit Julissa's, not Julie.
Yeah, Julie, tell us something. How do you feel about the group chat and the oversharing?
I hate group chats. I must be a man because I will immediately opt out of the group chat. I don't care what it's about. I don't care
Why?
What it has to do with.
Nope.
Because women will continue
on and
to
on.
Talk
yeah.
and I don't
so?
Care.
And? What are you doing right now? Guess what I'm doing. Let me give you all the details of my life right now. Julie hates the details.
Julie, bro. Let me holler at you, dog. No, but for
exactly.
My wife went to the extent of not adding me to the group chat about her birthday because she knew I wasn't going to be active in the chat like that. That's how inactive I am in chats, man. If it's about me, for me, let me know.
I don't like it when people are in the group chat and they don't say anything. You don't have to say a lot, but you got to say something or at least respond.
Then that's me.
Because I'm like, yo, I just sent a really funny GIF. You better laugh at that or I'm going to get upset. Like, you're the only one who didn't respond. You're the only one.
That's me.
Somebody texted in and
here's
said.
Here's my response to the group chat.
What?
Bye.
Bye. Exit. Bye. Bye.
Julie, bye. Let's hang up. We've hung up on more people today.
We'll talk to you later, Julie. Bye.
Stop being nice. Just hang up. Bye. Hang up like she hangs up on our group chat. The one that doesn't respond, that's how I respond to Julie.
Respond
now.
In kind.
Anna in Milwaukee said, Allie, I stopped doing this myself because I saw how much my friends and I were doing it, oversharing in the group chat. Like, here's all the reasons I can't come at the time we plan. Just, are you coming or not?
Sometimes you don't realize how much you are oversharing until somebody goes, too much detail, dog.
Mm-hmm. I just never thought about that. I was annoying people. But here we are.
Here we are.
Finally, last but not least, Ryan's in Calabama.
You can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody.
I heard.
You're headed to everybody.
Ryan loves the group chat.
No, you are not.
Ryan be starting all the group chats. What you mean?
But listen,
I might start some just to get the events out there for us to, you know, hang out and chill out.
You don't like group
chats. But
that
don't mean you got to respond. You got to respond with a yay or a nay.
Right.
Not with the life details.
That part.
That's all I need to know.
Yeah. You're not a fan of group chats. You don't like them.
Everybody hates group chats.
My brother-in-law. Like
not me.
They started a group chat the other day, and he messaged me. He goes, "Ryan's gonna hate you and whoever started it." And I was like, "Yep, get me out of here. I'm out."
I got other things to do with life. I don't need to be a part of that. If you want to get me invited, message the wife or call me. Hey, are you available this day? All right, cool.
Hey, Ryan, check your phone.
She just started a group chat.
DZ, check your phone.
Oh, no.
Oh, what do you say?
Brother.
Yeah. What do you guys say?
Did you start a group chat?
What do you say?
Oh, really?
What did I start?
You started a group chat.
I started a group chat with DZ and Ryan in Calabama.
Hey, Ryan, we opting out. Bye.
Hold on. Bye. Hey, guys. I can't make it later because
oh my God,
I have to take Owen to the bathroom.
Ryan, she doesn't realize we already left the group chat.
All right, it's been in the trash for 15 minutes now.
Rude. I'll leave the group chat alone. Let's give away Pentatonix tickets. Bye, Ryan.
Later, Ryan.
See ya.
Caller number 30, you were going to go see Pentatonix coming to Milwaukee at the end of this month on August 31st at AmFam Insurance Amphitheater. You
were going to Pentatonix.
We're not giving away Pentatonix tickets without doing an a cappella.
No.
Yes.
414-533-1037.